Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Krisis is dedicated by the Donors Fund. Le'ilu Nishmas Shena Esther Bas Rabbi Shaya.
Krisis Taftes Vov. The Gemara and the Sugya, we're middle of the Sugya of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. The Gemara and the three Mishnayis earlier in Yud Daled Amud Beis are discussing a case where a person can do one act, one Maiser Isser. The Gemara is discussing one Maiser Bia. And this person can be chayiv many different various chatois on the different averis, which is chayiv even though he only does one maisa aver. There are three mishnayis earlier in the Omid, in Yudalad Omid Beis. The first mishnah discusses a case of Abo al Bitoy, that he's going to be chayiv many chatois. The second mishnah is Abo al Bas Bitoy, he's chayiv vov chatois. And the third Mishnah is Abo al Chalmoisoi, that is going to be Chayiv on the various Chatois mentioned in the Mishnah. Now the Rishonim point out, this is pointed out in Tosfos, in Yudalad Amud Beis, the Ramaschil Nises, the Rambam also discusses this earlier over there in Yudalad Amud Beis, in the first Mishnah, that Be'emes there's a difference, a very fundamental difference, between the first Mishnah and other Mishnais. The first Mishnah, as we said, is discussing a case where someone was Bo'al Bitoy, who's also Achoisoy. This is possible, like the Gemara says, at the top of the Omid, in your Dalet Omid base, Kagoin She'Bo'al Imoy, V'Hoylid Bas. Mamela, this child who was born, is actually his sister through his mother, and also his daughter. And Mamela is going to be Chayev for the Issa of Bitoy, and also for the Issa of Achoisoy, which are Chal B'Basachas together. Says Tosfos and the Rambam that this case, this daughter who was born from his mother, is actually a Mamzeres. Besides all other Isurim of Isuri Koris and Isuri Chatos, which is going to be over here, there's also Issa Lav of Issa Mamzeres. The other Mishnais, we're not talking about a case where she herself is any problem with her. She wasn't born from a marriage which was also Mamela. The other Mishnais are okay, we're not talking about Isha who's a Mamzeres. But the first Mishnah, there's a problem over here also of the Isha, of this girl who was born, she's a Isha, who's a Mamzeres. Now, the problem could be in twofold. The Rambam discusses one problem, says the Rambam, that since this Isha is a Mamzeres, how is it possible that the Gemara discusses in a case where one of his brothers will marry her, then it's going to be Chala Isha of Ishes Ach on the other brothers, and on him also. Says the Rambam, since she's also Be'isa Mamzeres L'chayir, she should not have any Kiddushin, and Kiddushin should not be Toifas, shouldn't be able to be Chal, and Mamela, how do we have a case of a Issa of Eishas Ach? This is how the Rambam asks the question, that if she's a Mamzeres L'chayir, there should be a problem, seemingly, it should seem there's nobody, there's a problem over here of Tfisas Kiddushin. Says the Rambam, this is not true, because as we know, the halacha is, that ain't Kiddushin Toifsin B'chayvi Krisois. Someone who's a Issa over the Chayvi Krisos then doesn't have Tvisas Kedushin. But in the case of a Mamzeres, which is only a Chayvi Lavin, La Locha, we paskin, the din is that Kedushin is Toifas on Chayvi Lavin. And this is the din of our mission of year. Therefore, even though she's a Mamzeres, when one of the brothers is actually going to be marrying her, but Kedushin, it's going to be Chal alone enough to go and be Chal a Issa of Eishas Ach on the other brothers, because Kiddushin Toivsin, but Mamzeres, she's only a Chayvi Lavin. Another Torah, says the Rambam, it could be that the brother himself was also a Mamzer, and the Aloch is that a Mamzer is allowed to marry a Mamzeres, and therefore there's no problem with you here of Kiddushin Toivsin, even if you're going to say that in Kiddushin Toivsin, but Chayvi Lavin. So this is how the Rambam discusses the problem over here of her being a Mamzeres. But Tosfos points out a much stronger question in the Ramaschil Nisis. And Tosfos asks that if over here we're discussing a case, it was Bo'al Imoy and she's a Mamzeres, then we have a problem of a different Issa, a previous Issa already of Mamzeres. So Mamela, how does the Gemara not discuss the problem of Ein Issa Chalal Issa because of the Issa Mamzeres, which is the first Issa already on her for the other brothers? The Gemara says that the other brothers have an Issa of Eishes Ach, and later on Eishes Achi Oviv. Says Tosfos, we have a previous Issa, earlier Issa straight away, when she's born, because she's a Mamzeres, and L'chayir should have a problem of Ein Issa, Chalal Issa. Says Tosfos, we have to say, like the Rambam says in the second Teretz, that the other brothers are also Mamzerim, and therefore they don't have an Issa of Mamzeres, they only have an Issa of Eishes Ach, an Eishes Achi Oviv. A second Teret says Tosfos Oide Shloimar that the Issa of Eishes Ach is, as we said, the Issa Koreis, and therefore this is called the Issa Chomu, and the Aloche is that Issa Chomu can be Chal on the Issa Kal, says Tosfos Achidush, that besides the din of Issa Koilol, Issa Moisif, and Issa Babas Achas, there's a halacha that is a chomu kamichal on the Issachal. We discussed this earlier in Daf Yud Dalit. Now asks the Tosfos Yomtiv that luchayu we have to understand over here, how did the Rambam explain the Mishnah and say that the din is a kedushin toifsin on a mamzeres because she's only a chayvei lavin, and it seems in the Rambam in the first teretz that none of the brothers on mamzerim. And even though she has a issa of mamzeres, but it's only a chayvei lavin, and there's no problem of kedushin toifsin. Says the Tosfos Yomtiv, very nice, this is all very good, if we're having the problem of the Rambam of kedushin, but l'chayre, we have always the kasha of Tosfos, that we have a problem of ein issa chalal issa, and if none of the brothers are mamzerim, they have a issa of mamzeres, what happened to the problem of Tosfos, of ein issa chalal issa, how come the Rambam doesn't address this problem at all of Ein Issa Chalal Issa? And says Tosfos Yomtiv, to say that the Rambam holds of Tosfos second teretz that we have over here, Issa Chomu Chalal Issa Kal, says that Tosfos Yomtiv is not mashma in the Rambam, that he agrees with Tosfos Yisoid, that any Issa Chomu can be Chalal and Issa Kal. Even though the Tosfos Yomtiv doesn't explain where he takes this from in the Rambam, the Neir Tomid over here in the Sefer is very marich, different rayas in the Rambam, that the Rambam doesn't hold of Tosfos second teretz. Mamela, we have to know that anyway, the Chayra, we have to be talking about a case where the brothers are Mamzerim, because otherwise we have Tosfos Kasha Shver of Ein Issa Chalal Issa. So how can the Rambam allow himself to say in the first Teretz that the case is that Kedushin Toifsin be Mamzeres, the Chayra, in this case, we should have Tosfos Kasha of Ein Issa Chalal Issa. This is the Kasha of the Tosfos Yomtiv. And because of this, he says that we have to say that the Rambam is Behemoth not saying two different Tirutzim, he's only saying one big Teretz, and he's just saying that Aloha is a Kedushin Toifsin, but Mamzeres, but Behemoth, we have to anyway be talking about a case where the brothers are Mamzerim. This is how the Tosfos Yomtiv asks on the Rambam that he doesn't mention the problem of Tosfos. There's a very interesting Teretz over here on this Kasha of the Tosfos Yomtiv, said for Reb Chaim Brisker, it's brought down the Sefer Michtevei Torah in Amud Yud Aleph. It's printed now already in the Grach HaSholim, in the Dorim, in Ois Gimel, and says Reb Chaim, a very interesting Mahalach, to explain that Tosfos and the Rambam, we can say, are going l'shitos on, they're arguing, on a different machlokes we should have elsewhere. Because we find the interesting shitter of the Rambam, in Hilchis Yisuri Bir, in Perek Tesvav, Alocha Beis, the Rambam tells us a Yisoid, which the Rambam learns from the Gemara in Kiddushin at the end, in Ayin Ches Amad Aleph, says the Rambam that whenever we have a chayvei lavin, there's not a chayvei koris, there's only a chayvei lavin, says the Rambam, one is only going to be over a issa bia on this chayvei lavin only if he previously, beforehand, he's going to be mekadish this isha. Since, as we said, that kedushin toifsin bechayvei lavin la'alocha, only in a case where he was first mekadish this isha, later on he marries her and he's bar leho, then he's going to be chayev on the issa of chayvei lavin. But in the case where he's baller without any kiddushin, says the Rambam, the only case we find a issa of chayvei lavin on the bia itself without a previous kiddushin is only by almona lekohen gadol. But any other chayvei lavin, we first have to have kiddushin, and only after there's a kiddushin, then he's going to be chayev on the issa bia. This is the shitta of the Rambam. Memela, it comes out over here. When this girl was born, she's a mamzeres, as we said. All other brothers are going to be Asa on her, on the Issa Mamzeres, but as we said, the Shitta of the Rambam is, in order to be Chayev, they're going to first have to do a Kiddushin, because the Chayvei Lavin, only Chayev, her first, with a Kicha, with a Kiyikach, with a Kiddushin, and because the Kiddushin takes him by Mamzeres. But over here, we have a case where one of the brothers was Be'emes Mekadesh, and now the Kiddushin Toifsin b'mamzeres, like the Rambam explains, even though he's not a mamzer, he has a Kiddushin Toifsin, and his Kiddushin was Chal. Now, his Kiddushin is going to be Chal, should really cause that all his brothers now should be Osa, or Issa Elva, of a Issa Koreis, of a Ishas Ach. But as we said, Tosfos asks, that the Issa of Ishas Ach cannot be Chal over here, on the other brothers, because they have a previous Issa of a mamzeres. But says Reb Chaim, that even though the Issa Ishas Ach is actually not going to be Chal, because we have a problem of Ein Issa Chalal Issa, but the second this brother is Mekadesha, there is a metzias of an erva, of an ishes ach, on all the brothers. The brothers still see her as being an erva of an ishes ach, because the metzias is that there was a kedushin which was teifus to one of the brothers. So even though actually they don't have any issa, if they're going to be over on her, maisebir, they're not going to have any issa of ishes ach, because we have the klal of an issa chalal issa. The issa of ishes ach cannot be chal on the issa mamzeres. But if they want to go and be mekadish her, besides being ishes ish, she also has a problem of being ishes ach. Even in a case where this brother afterwards died, was megarish her, she still has a problem of being over of ishes ach, because the over over here is not tolui on the gedorim of ein issa chalal issa. We don't need to have the issa to be chal in order to have the over of ishes ach. She's a metzias of the over of ishes ach, and a mela. There's no way that the other brothers are going to be able to be mekadisha now after one of the brothers was mekadisha, because she is the over of ishes ach. This he said also Reb Chaim Moshe says in Chelek Aleph in Achiezer and Simen Gimel in Nois Aleph, that the Elva of Ishes Ach does not depend on the Gedorim, on the Klolim of the Alochis of Ein Issa Chalal Issa, and Mamele, if one of the brothers marries her, could Mekadish her, the other brothers are not going to be able to now be Mekadish her anymore, because now she has Aloch of Ishes Ach, and Ein Kiddushin Toivsin Bechayvi Krisis. Mamele explains Reb Chaim, even though previously already they had the Issa of Mamzeres, which didn't allow the Issa of Ishes Ach to be Chal, but now there's a problem that they cannot be Mekadish, this Isha, because she is the Elva of Ishes Ach, like we explained. Memela, now the brothers have no possibility to be over on her, the Isha of Mamzeres, because the Rambam Shitta is that Chayvei Lavin, which is Mamzeres, is included in the Chayvei Lavin, have to have first the Maise Kedushin, and only later it can be Chayev on the Isha of Mamzeres. And since over here it is not possible for them to be Mekadish, like we explained, because she's a Elva of Ishes Ach, so it's not possible anymore for them to be over the Issa of Mamzeres. Memela says Reb Chaim that since the Issa of Mamzeres is not possible to be over anymore by the other brothers, then automatically now the Issa of Ishes Ach is going to be Chal, because the Issa of Mamzeres goes away. So now we have the Issa of Ishes Ach, and therefore the Rambam didn't have any problem at all with the Aloch of in Issa Chalal Issa, because over here the Issa of Ishes Ach is going to be Chal on the Issa of Mamzeres, because it's not possible anymore for them to go and be Mekadish this Isha. So Mamela says Reb Chaim, it could be that Tosfos over here, who does ask this question of in Issa Chalal Issa, one can say he holds like the shit of the Ravid over there in Isuri Bir and Perik Tesvov, and a lot of Rishonim hold this way, the Ramban, the Ritva in Kedushin Ayiches, they disagree with the Rambam's Yisoid, and they hold that all the Chayvei Lavin and Mamzeres, you can be over even without a Kedushin. And therefore, over here, even though she is not possible to be Mekadesh anymore through the other brothers, because she's an over of the Ishes Ach, but Lemaise, you can still be over the Issa of Mamzeres even without a Kedushin, and therefore the Rambam, the Tosfos holds over here, there's a problem of in Issa Chalal Issa, because there's no reason for the Issa Mamzeres to go away to be Poka, because there's still an Issa of Mamzeres. And the Rambam, who doesn't have a problem with in Issa Chalal Issa, is because he holds that there's no Kedushin anymore possible, and therefore you cannot be over the Issa Mamzeres, it's Issa Shasach Kobichal. A very interesting way of explaining over here the Machlekes, the Rambam and Tosfos. We just have to point out that Reb Chaim over here takes the shit of the Rambam very far, and he explains that the Rambam is talking even in a case where it is not possible to be Mekadish this Isha, there's still a din, and it still remains the halacha that an Issa of Mamzeres needs Kiddushin first, and without Kiddushin even over here, it is not possible to be Mekadish anymore since she became an Elva of Ishes Ach. Says Reb Chaim, there's still a problem over here that there's no way you could be over the Issa of Mamzeres, even though this Isha now is not possible to be Mekadish. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tavkuf Samach, in Ois Ches, he disagrees. He says that even according to the Rambam, who holds that there's a din that in Chai Ve'lavin we need to have first Kiddushin, this is only in a case where it is possible to be Mekadish. But in a case where you have someone, Lemoshul, a case of Achoysoi Mamzeres, where she's his sister, who's also a Mamzeres, then since you cannot be Mekadish her, because there's a din of Ein Kedushin Toivsin Bechayvi Krisis, says the Michas Chinuch, Mameila, even the Rambam will agree to the other Rishonim, that now you're going to be Chayev on the Issa Mamzeres, even without a Kedushin, And Marila, in this case, Reb Chaim's klal and Reb Chaim's cheshbon wouldn't apply, and it seems that Reb Chaim argues and Reb Chaim holds that this din of the Rambam is even in a case where it is not possible to be Mekadisha. Reb Chonon Wasserman in Koyvitz Aris also discusses this point in Simon Mem Hei in Ois Yud Aleph, and he explains from the Gemara in Yevomot Tzadik Zayin Amid Aleph, like the Minchas Chinuch, that the Rambam agrees to the other Rishonim in a case where it's not possible to be Mekadisha, but as we said in the Reb Chaim is Muchach, that he understood that even in a case where it is not possible to be Mekadesh anymore, it still remains with the klal that in order to be over the Yisrael Mamzeres, we need to have first Tfisas Kedushin, and the male over here, it is not possible for the other brothers to be over anymore. This is the reason why the Rambam holds that Issa Ishas Ach is Chal, according to the Shitta of the Rambam. A very interesting Mahalach of Reb Chaim over here, the Machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos in the first Mishnah. Now this is all Benegea, the first Mishnah, as we mentioned. There's actually three Mishnahs over here in the Sugya discussing this klal of Ein Issa Chalal Issa by Arois. Now the second Mishnah says the case of Abo al Bas Bitoy, the middle of the Omid, says the Mishnah, Chayev Oleo Mishum Bas Bitoy, Vekalosoy, another Arois which is going to be Chayev over here when he marries Bas Bitoy, his granddaughter. Over here, the Gemara doesn't explain how the various Isurim are going to be chal one on the other. Why don't we have the problem of Ein Issa Chalal Issa? Only the Gemara before discussed the case of Ein Issa Chalal Issa with the Issa Moisif, Issa Koilo, or Issa Babasacha. So over here, the Gemara doesn't explain and doesn't tell us how is it possible for the various Isurim to be chal on one another. Tosfos in Yevomos, in Lamed Beis Lamed Beis, discussing our Mishnah, says Tosfos in Yevomos, that Be'emes L'Chaya, we have to understand, straight away at the beginning of the Mishnah, where this Isha was a Bas Bitoy, and later on his son married her, and therefore this Isha now became also Be'isa Kalosoy, this is now his daughter-in-law, and says the Mishnah, Chayv Oleh Mishum Bas Bitoy V'Kalosoy, asks Tosfos, how Be'emes is the Isha Kalosoy going to be Chal on the previous Isha of Bas Bitoy? What happened to the problem of Ein Isha Chalal Isha? And explains Tosfos over there in Yevomos, that over here we have to say that the Kalosoy, the son who married this Bas Bitoy, had other brothers also, and therefore with the Kedushin which he does on this Bas Bitoy, it's going to be an Issa on his brothers to marry her now because of the Issa of Eishes Ach, and therefore we have Issa Moisif over here, that since his Kedushin is going to cause an Issa of Eishes Ach on his brothers, it's Moisif a Issa, Mamela is going to be chayev also on him, on the Issa, even though he was also ready for Bas Bitoy, now he's going to be also for Kalosoy. This is the Issa Moisif, which Tosfos over there in Yevomos explains. The Rambam over here also says in Pirush HaMishnayis that it's going to be chal with the klal of Issa Moisif. Says Tosfos that if this is actually the pshat over here in the Mishnah, then it's going to be muchach, a very big yisoid in Issa Chalal Issa. As we said, we know the klal that in Issa Moisif, there's a din of Issa Chalal Issa, but over here, actually, it's Issa Moisif, Mishnei Shemois. It's two different Shemois over here are going to be Chal. The Issa, which is being Moisif, the addition of the Issa onto the brothers, is the Issa of Eishes Ach. They have the Issa of Eishes Ach, this is their Issa. And because of the Hisofa, because of the addition of this Shem Issa of Eishes Ach on the brothers, it's going to cause that there can be a different Issa to be chal on him, which is the Issa of Kalosoy, even though the other brothers are not going to become an Issa of Kalosoy, only he has this Issa, but because there is a Hoysofa, there is an addition of a different Issa, a different shame of Eishes Ach, this also allows the din and the klal of Issa Moisif to be chal, the Issa of Kalosoy, even though this is actually Issa Moisif, Mishnei Shemois, says Tosfos, this is a Mafurish Mishnah by us, that the klal of Issa Moisif is even, if it's going to be two Shemois of Issa, two different Isurim, this is also enough for the Yesoid of Issa Moisif to be Chal on Issa Chalal Issa. This is the Yesoid which Tosfos says in Yevomos, over there, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, from our Mishnah. Now the Achreinim, the Ilas Shleim over here, points out, that Tosfos over here in the Ramaschel V'Achos Ishtoi, suggests a different reason why the two Isurim could be Chal. Tosfos says it could be because of the Issa B'Basachas, in the case where he was Mekadisha, when she was less than 3 years old, she wasn't a Basbia. Then when she turns 3 and now she's a Basbia, it is Chal automatically, Bebasachas, all the Yisurim together. Mameila, this could be the case of Baspitoi and Kalosoi, and not because of the din of Issa Moisei, if Mamela, we won't have a raya muchrachas to say, like Tosfos in Yevomus, that we're talking about a case of Issa Moisei, and then to be moichiach to prove from here that Issa Moisei is also Mishnei Shemois, because it could be like Tosfos says, there's an Issa over here, Babas Achas. And actually, Rashi later on in the Sugya, Rashi in the Ramaschil Moide Rabbi Yossi explains that in our Mishnah we have a case of Issa Moisif and Issa Koilel, and Rashi says also Issa of Babas Achas. We don't find Mefurish anywhere mentioned. The reason why it is Chal is because of Babas Achas. The Issa Koilel is Rashi is referring to the Achris Ishtoi, which is Rashi's Girsa over here in the Mishnah. But Issa Babas Achas we don't have over here. And if the Babas Achas is on Achris Ishtoi, then we don't have a case of a Koilel. Mamela seems like Rashi learns Achris Ishtoi is Chal by Issa Koilel. But Rashi doesn't explain what is the case of Issa Babas Achas. If we'd say, like the Oilas Shloima suggests from Tosfos, that the Issa of Baspitoi and Kalosoi is going to be Chal with the din of Babas Achas, then this will be the Pshat in Rashi that Rashi says in our Mishnah is also discussing a case of the Issa Babas Achas. Mamela, this would be an option of here to go and disagree and to go and say that even if Issa Moisif needs to be from one shame Issa, from the same Issa, over here, maybe Kemichal with the Issa of Babas Achas. Says the Eulah Shloima even more, that if you look in the previous sugya on the first Mishnah, that over there the Gemara does discuss the various halachas of Ein Issa Chal al Issa, and the possibilities over here that Kemichal on this Isha, who's actually his daughter and also his sister, which was Chal Babas Achas. Later on says the Gemara, Niseis Laochiv, she married one of his brothers, the Migu de Toisif Isra Legabe Achin, there was a Hoysofa, there was addition of Isra of Eishas Ach on the other brothers, then Itoisif Isra Legabe Dide, he also has an Isra of Eishas Ach, because this is an Isra Moisif. Now this case is a very simple case for Isra Moisif, of Shein Echod, the other brothers become Osa on her with the Isra of Eishas Ach, Mamela, he also is included in this Isra of Eishas Ach, because of the Isra Moisif. But then the Gemara continues on, in the next case, and says the Gemara, Niseis la'achi oviv. She afterwards got married to the brother of her father, of his father, his uncle. And now she becomes Asa on him with the Issa of Eishes achi oviv. Says the Gemara, how is the Issa of Eishes achi oviv going to be Chal? He's already Asa for many other reasons. He is prohibited to marry her. Says the Gemara, Migu, the Lashon of the Gemara by us, the Girsa we have, is Migu de Itoisif Yisura, Legabe Shar Achi Oviv, because the other brothers of his father are going to be also on him, on her now, because of the Issa of Eishes Ach. Therefore, Itoisif Legabe Didei, Have Le Eishes Ish, later on, then Smigad Itoisif Issa Legabe Alma. Says the Gemara Svar, that when she marries the brother, the Eishes Achi Oviv, in the case where his uncle has other brothers, then just like on the other brothers of the uncle, she is going to become Osa because of the Issa of Eishes Ach, so Mameila, she is now Issa Moisif on him, that she becomes Osa on him for the Issa of Eishes Achi Oviv. Now this actually is a case also of Issa Moisif, Mishnei Shemois, because the other brothers are going to be Osa of Issa of Eishes Ach, and because of that they're going to cause that he should become Osa with the Issa, a different Issa of Eishes Achi Oviv. So too, the Tosfos Yishonim points this out in Divrei Maschil Migu. Rashi, also in the second Loshon, has this Girsa in the Gemara. Rashi's Girsa into the Gemara, Migu de Tosif Yisura, Legabe Bnei Achi Oviv, to the sons of his uncle. And the sons of the uncle are going to be also now by Issa of Eishes Av, and therefore there's a Migu of a Moisif, that since they have now Issa of Eishes Av, therefore it helps him that he becomes now also Be'isha as Achi Oviv. Memela, this is also a case of a Migu, of a Issa Moisif, of Shnei Shemois, says the Tosfos Yishonim, that this is Muchach over here, that we have a Issa Moisif of Shnei Shemois, this is also going to be Chal in our Gemara. Says Memela, we have a Raya come to our Gitz in the Gemara, the Gitz of the second Lashon of Rashi, and the Tosfos Yishonim, that even from the first Mishnah also, it's going to be Muchach Lissisoid, which we said from Tosfos in Yevomus, that the Issa Moisif is allowed, even in a case where it's two different Shemois of Issa. But says the Oilas Shloima, if you look actually in the Rashi, in the Gemara earlier, Rashi is Gerus at the beginning, a different Gerusa, and Rashi has a Gerusa, Nisis Lachi Oviv, Migu de Itoisif Yisura Legabe Ochiv, Itoisif Legabe Didei. Rashi's Mashma that we're actually referring to the brothers of this person who the Mishnah is discussing, and the brothers have now a issa of Eishes Achi Oviv, and therefore, since they have a Eishes Achi Oviv on the brothers, there's going to be chal the same issa on him, the issa of Eishes Achi Oviv. Even though we have to understand, how can the brothers themselves become now osa with the issa of Eishes Achi Oviv? They were already osa on the different issa of Eishes Ach. Besezer Shashur, he points this out over there in Rashi, that over here we can be talking, Rashi can be referring to the same brother, the brother himself who already married her, and therefore he didn't have an issa of Eishes Ach, he was the one who married her. Now he becomes osa when his uncle gets married to her, he becomes now osa on her with the issa of Eishes Achi Oviv. Memela, he too, the Mishnah, the person over here who the Mishnah is discussing, is also going to have the same issa of Eishes Achi Oviv because of the issa Moisif that it's chal on his brother. Memela says, Oila Shleima, according to Rashi's Gersa in the Gemara, we actually don't have an issa Moisif of Shnei Shemois. This is actually an issa Moisif of Shem Echod. They're both becoming also with the same issa of Eishes Achi Oviv, which will work very well with the Mashmos of Rashi later on, that Rashi also learns that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Babas Achas. Because, says Oila Shleima, it seems that Rashi holds that the Issa Moisif always has to be Mishem Echod, and not like the Yisoid of Toysis Yishonim and the Toysis in Yivomis, who prove from our Mishnah that there's a din of Issa Moisif even from two Shemos. Seems to be there is a Machlokes Rishonim over here on the page, if there's a din of Issa Moisif even from two Shemos Issa. Now, Be'emes is very interesting that we find the Mefurish Tshuva in the Tshuvas of Rashi. Rashi in the Tshuvas is printed in the new Tshuvas of Rashi in Sima Lamed. The Orch Lener at the back of the Sefer on Maseches Nida, he has a printout of this Tshuva, which Rashi actually asked from his Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yitzchok Be'er Yehuda, says Rashi. Rashi over there wrote him a Tshuva, and he asked him, Pshat in our Mishnah, in the middle Mishnah over here on Yudaled Amid Beis. And Rashi over there asks, this Kasha which Tosfos asks in Yevomis, how is the Issa Kalosoi possible to be chal on the Issa of Bas Pitoi, if already there's a problem of Ein Issa Chal Al Issa? What do we do to this problem of Ein Issa Chal Al Issa? And over there there's a long tshuva of Rabbeinu Yitzchok Be'er Yehuda, answers Rashi back, and the Yisoid of the Teretz of this tshuva over there is that the Issa is chal with Issa Moisif of Shnei Shemois. Says the Orch Lener over there, over in his tshuva, he's Marich Moso, in the tshuva of Binyan Tzir, in Siman Samach, in Oizayin, says the Orch Lener, that it seems like Rashi takes on that the Issa Moisif has to be from Shem Echod, and this was Rashi's Kasha to his Rebbe. How is it possible over here to be Chal an Issa of Kalosoi? How is this possible to be Chal on the Issa of Bas Pitoi, which works very well with the Mashmos of Rashi, who actually takes on that the Issa Moisif has to be Mishem Echod, and therefore he got stuck in our Mishnah. What do we do over here with Issa Moisif? And his Rebbe answers him that Be'emes, the Mishnah could be with the Issa Moisif of two Shemos, and which works also with the Lishna Achina, which Rashi added on later in the Lishna Achina in the Gemara before, which is actually Issa Mishnei Shemois, like before we said, from the Tosis Yishonim, of the Issa Moisif, of the Eishes Av, can be chal for the Issa of Eishes Achi Oviv. So it seems that Rashi Be'emes had held this way, that the Issa Moisif has to be from one Shem Issa, and later on, Rashi could be added on after his Tshuva from the Rebbe, that he says that there's a din of Issa Moisif, Mishnei Shemois. Now, as we said, that Pashtus is Mavur in the Sugi over here, that the din of Issa Moisif can be from even two Shemois Issa, like Tosfos says in Yevomis, and like the Tosfos Yishonim over here points out. But there's a very big machlokes achrinim, or Yisoidus the machlokes, how far to take this Yisoid of Issa Moisif from Shnei Shemois. Because over here we're actually discussing a case of an Issa Elva, which is an Issa. The act which is also for him to do is one Maisa Issa, a Maisa Bias Issa. This is the discussion over here in all these Mishnais. And the Shemois over here, which we're referring to, are different Shemois of Arayis. The Issa Elva of Eishes Ish, Eishes Ach, Eishes Achi Oviv. These are the two Shemois which Tosfos explains it's possible to be Chal with the Issa Moisif. But what will happen in a case where we have two Shemois Issa of two different kind of Isurim totally? Like we give a dogma, the Neidib Yudah discusses a case in Kama, in Erechaim, Simon Amid Hei. If someone is Baal Eishes Ish, when she's still Tahuriyah, she's not Nida, then she becomes now also to her husband because of Issa Soita, Fuz Beritzoina, Eishes Yisrael, she now becomes also unto her husband with the Issa Soita. Says the Neidib Yudah that now, when she becomes a Nida, then she does not become now also to her husband and to the boil with the Issa of Nida, because we have a problem of in Issa Chalal Issa, she has already an Issa of Soita, therefore the Issa of Nida is not going to be Chal on her. Says in Yudhi B'Yudha, B'Emes we can say that maybe the Issa of Nida is Issa Moisif, because it's actually Moisif, a Issa of Tome. She now becomes Tome, because she became a Nida, and therefore she's not allowed to go now into the Beis HaMikdosh. So Mamelo, maybe one can argue and say that since now this Issa Nida she becomes, even though she's already Asa to her husband because of the previous Issa of Soita, but she now has an Issa of Tumah LeMikdosh, she cannot enter the Beis HaMikdosh because she became Tomei. Maybe this is also enough to become an Issa Moisif, allowing the Issa to be Chal, the Issa Nida to be Chal to her husband also, because of the Yisoid of Issa Moisif. Discusses over there the Nedib Yehuda that nowadays we don't have the Beis HaMikdosh. Memele, it could be that we cannot use this nafgemina and this addition that she becomes Tomei, that she's not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdosh, because maybe this doesn't apply nowadays, and that he discusses over there if there's Issa to go on the Har Habayis, if there's still Kedusha, and therefore this, if this still applies enough to say that this should be called the Issa Moisif. Now, says the Amudei Ohr in Simon Kuf Yud Zayin in Ois Gimel, that Lechayet Mavoyna Nedib Yehuda he takes on, that there's no problem to go and say that there's an Issa Moisif over here. The addition is the fact that she now has a problem, she has an Issa Tumah, she cannot enter the Beis HaMikdosh. And because the Chalois of her Issa Nida is going to have an addition of this Hoysofa that she cannot enter the Beis HaMikdosh, this is going to allow the Issa of Nida to be Chal on her husband, that he's not allowed to go and be Baaleo. Says Amudei Ohr, this Pashtus is a very big Chiddush, because one can argue and say, even though we saw now in Tosfos and most Rishonim take on that there's a din of Issa Moisif Mishnei Shemois, that's only when we're discussing in our sugya we have a Maisa Bia, which is all the same act, it's all the same Maisa Issa, therefore there's no problem even though they're two Shemois Issa of different Arioyis. But in the case of the Nedib Yehuda, we're discussing two different Issurim totally. One of them is the Issa to be Baaleo, for her husband to marry her, and this is the Issa of Nida. Now we have a different Issa totally for her to enter the Beis HaMikdosh, and it seems the Nedib Yehuda understands this is also enough for the Issa Moisif, says Amudei Ohr. This is taking this Yisoid very far and saying Shnei Shemois is not just two cases of Arioyis, but also two total different Yisurim is also enough to have over here to be called that it's an addition in the Chalois of the Issa Nida. And therefore he discusses over there different rayas, and he discusses the Gemara earlier, which we said earlier in Daf Yudalid, where the Issa Hanoh is called the Issa Moisif. Issa Hanoh also is a different kind of Issa. It is not Issa Achila, and therefore, maybe this is a swara we said earlier from Tosfos in Chulin, in Kuf Aleph, Amud Aleph, that Tosfos holds that Issa Hanoh is not enough to be called the Issa Moisif, because of this swara, that it is two different kinds of Isurim. This is the swara of the Amudei Ohr, but it seems that the Nedib Yehuda understands that this is also enough for the din of Issa Moisif Mishnei Isurim. A similar case we find the Eizel Chorif in his Emek Yeshua in Semen Tesvav. He discusses a case where someone has chometz of Tevel, and therefore when chometz came in, it was already also the Issa of Tevel, and he discusses the problem of Ein Issa Chalal Issa of the Issa chometz, and he says maybe there's an Issa Moisif over here, because chometz has an Issa of Bal Yeroi, Bal Yemotze. You're not allowed to actually have it in your house, besides you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to even have it in your house. Maybe this is enough for the Issa of Issa Moisif. And says the Emek Yeshua that it could be the Svara is not enough to say that it is Issa Moisif like the Svara of the Amudei Ohr, because the Issa of Bal Yeroi is a different kind of Issa. You're not allowed to have it in your house. It's not Issa Achila. Maybe this is not enough to be called an Issa Moisif. And it's different than the case over here in our Gemara where it's only the same Maisa Issa, even though it's two different Shemites. Even a different idea, says Avnei Nezer, we find also in Chish Mishpat at the end of Siman Ayin Tes. He discusses a case where we should use Issa Moisif, that the Isha Haniv Eles, the Isha, she's going to have extra Issa, and he doesn't have this extra Issa. Says the Avnei Nezer, maybe this is not enough to say that if she has the extra Issa, this is called a Moisif, because she's actually doing a different act than he is in this Maisa Bia. So Amida says Avnei Nezer, even in one Maisa Bia alone, maybe we have to have the Issa Moisif only if it's both onto the boil, onto the Ish, but on the Eles, on her, will not be enough to say that Mamele, he should also get the extra Issa, because maybe this is two different acts, and this is not enough to be called Issa Moisif Mishnei Shemois. A discussion, a wide discussion in Achrinim, in the Geder of the Chiddush, which we find in our Sugya, of Issa Moisif Mishnei Shemois. Now, as we mentioned, what we're discussing is Issa Moisif. Tosfos over here, the Mamaschel Abal Bas Bitoy says that even though Reb Chiya in the Gemara in Yevomis Lamed Gimel says that Reb Yossi agrees that there's a din of Issa Chal al Issa when we have an Issa Koilel, but says Tosfos that this din of Issa Koilel has to be B'Shem Echot. And it's not in two shemis of Issa. Reb Yossi holds that Issa Koilel is only a Koilel of one shem and not in two shemis. Says the Birkos HaZevach. And Tosfos over here, that even though we're saying over here in the Sugya, Pashtas, Tosfos holds that the din of Issa Moisif can be even two shemis, but there's a difference between Issa Moisif and Issa Koilel, and Issa Moisif is allowed even in the case of two shemis, but Issa Koilel, says Tosfos, is only B'Shem Echot. And the stipends, Psalchim is a Melamed base in Kilis Yaakov, in Ois base, he explains that the Svoi is because Koilel actually is no Ois Sofer, there's no addition on the Ike Chaticha, on the thing which is already Osir, does not become more Osir. And therefore the way Koilel works is because of the Chalois Issa, is going to cause Issa onto other Chatichos, onto different things, and this is going to be Goyer, this is going to cause that this Chaticha which is already Osir, should also become Osir. Says the stipler, in order to go and have an Issa Koilel, there we have to make sure that it's exact same Issa, and this is the only Issa which is going to allow the same Issa to be Goyre, to go and cause that this Chaticha should also become Asa. Whereas Issa Moisif, there's actual addition on this Chaticha herself, like we said on this Isha, she herself is now becoming Asa, more different Isurim. Therefore, even though the addition is from a different Issa, but it is easier for the Issa Moisif to be Chal, even though it's Shnei Shemois, whereas Issa Koilel is different Chatichas, we need to have Shem Echot, this is the Svara by us in Tosfos, a difference between Issa Koilel and Issa Moisif. But the Sha'ar Melech points out, the Suri Bia in the Perik Yud Zayin Aloch Eches, that even though Tosfos says over here that Issa Koilel has to be with one Issa, Tosfos is only discussing Shita of Ebyosi and Yivomis. Tosfos over here as a raya that Reb Yossi in other of the Zokim Venoso that Reb Yossi holds that in the case of Issa Koilel Mishnei Shemois there's going to be a problem and only Mishem Echod then it could be Chal. But the Chachomim over there in Yevomis who disagree with Reb Yossi and the Alocha the Rambam Paskins this way in Sanhedrin and Peik Yudalad Alocha Dalad says that Shamelech La Alocha will come out that we hold actually that the Issa Koilel can be Chal even in a case where the Issa Koilel is Mishnei Shemois. Now, Be'emes, this Yisoid says a Rishash already from the Mishnah, from the third Mishnah, which, as we mentioned, the third Mishnah is a case of Abo al Chamoisoi. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri says in the Mishnah, in the end of Yudalad Amid Beis, that Abo al Chamoisoi chayav oleo mishum Chamoisoi, ve'im Chamoisoi, ve'im Chomov, and the Chachomim disagree on Muloi Shloshton Shem Echodein. Now, says a Rishash, the Gemara over here doesn't explain why Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri holds like Michayev on all three Yisurim. L'chayra over here also seemingly we should have a problem of Ein Issa Chal al Issa. How can the Issa of Ein Chamoisoi be Chal on Chamoisoi? And so too the Ein Chomov be Chal on Ein Chamoisoi and on Chamoisoi. Says the Rishash that over here L'chayra we have to be talking about a case where the Chamoisoi there's other brothers over here involved and therefore the brothers become also with the Issa of Eishes Ach and therefore there's an Issa over here of the Issa Koilel Mishnei Shemois. Says Rishash, Mamela, we have to say, even though, as we said in Tosfos, that Reb Yossi in Yevomis holds that the Issa Koilel is only Mishem Echod, but Reb Yochanan ben Nuri in our Mishnah disagrees, and Reb Yochanan ben Nuri holds, like the Sha'ar Melech said in the Shitov Chachomim, that even in the case of Issa Koilel, Mishnei Shemois also is going to be Chal, and therefore Reb Yochanan ben Nuri holds that we can have a Issa of Chamoisoi, of Ein Chamoisoi, and Ein Chomov, in order to be Chal, because it's Issa Koilel, Mishnei Shemois. But says Rishash, one can argue and say that the Pshat in the Mishnah, the reason why Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri holds there's no problem of Ein Issa Chal al Issa is actually not because of the Issa Koilel, and Memela will say there's a din of Issa Koilel even from Shnei Shemois. But it could be the reason is because the Gemara, Be'emes says that the Chachomim disagree and they hold that Yoni Chayev won Chatos, and the Gemara explains the reason is, we learn this out from a Pasuk, Sha'ro Heino Zimo Hi, Hakosuv Oson Lekulon Zimo Achas. There's only the Pasuk says that they're all one Issa, they're all one shame of Chamoisoi, and Ein Chamoisoi, and Ein Chomov, and therefore Yoni Chayev are one Chatos. Even though Rashi in the Mishnah says Shloshtam Shem Echod means they're all one Lav, but the Gemara seems to say a different reason, and the Gemara says the reason is because there's a Pasuk of Sha'ar Heino Zimo Hi, Akosav Oson, Zimo Achat, And the Rishash Shadi explains, the Rashi over here, we have to understand, Chad Lav, L'chir, it's not one Lav, the Torah puts into two Lavin, and he's married to explain over here, Rashi with the Yishalmi, explaining what Rashi mean, Pshat in the Mishnah, Baal Koponim in the Gemara, says the Rishash, it seems that the reason of Chachomim is, because the Torah says that all these three are actually called Zimor Achas, and therefore you only have one Chatos. Memela says the Rishash, one can say, that even a Birchim Benoi also agrees to the Pasuk of Sha'ar Ohin or Zimohi to say that they're all one Shem Issa. Birchim Benoi just holds that it's not enough to say that you're only going to be Chayiv one Chatos. He holds that you're going to be Chayiv three Chatois. But it is enough to say that it is all one Shem Issa, that even though the Chalois Issa can be Chal with the Issa Koilel, this could be called and included in the Klal of the Issa Koilel Mishem Echot, because Birchim Benoi also holds that we could use this klal of Akosuv Oson, Zimo Achas, and therefore there's no problem with Yisakoyla Mishnei Shema Yisimimele, says Rishash, we have no raya from our Mishnah to say that Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri disagrees with the Yisoyed of Tosfos, that there's a problem with Yisakoyla Mishnei Shema. So it seems that we have a big machlokes over here. If there's a different person, there's a different shitter who holds that there's a chal, a chalois Issa of the Issa Koyla Mishnei Shema, just like we find by the Issa Moisif. There is a machlokes, a Rambam and a Ravid, in Hilchos Pias Mikdosh in Perek Tes Aloch Yud Beis, by the Zor Sheshemish B'Shabos, and over there it seems, in the Achrinim, the Mekavis HaMishnah over there explains, that the machlokes and Rambam and a Ravid over there depends on this Yisoid, whether Issa Koilul can be Chal, Mishem Echod, or also Mishnei Shemois. Also another final case, would be the case of the Shulchan Aruch, an interesting din. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yerudea, in Simer Yesh Tetzvav Sifhei, if someone makes a shvur that he's not going to drink any wine, then he's also to drink wine because he has an Issa shvur. Says the Shulchan Aruch will be in a case where the person made a shvur shaloi eshtei yayin, and later on he made a chaloi some nazirus. Afterwards he said, harini nozi. Says the Shulchan Aruch we paskin la'alocha, that you only have one Issa of shvur shaloi eshtei yayin, and the Issa of nozi, even though it includes also an Issa of shtiyas yayin, he's not allowed to drink wine. But this Issa is Ein Issa, Chalal Issa, because the Issa, he's already also to drink wine because of the previous Issa of the Issa Shvur. Asks Avni Miluim in his Tshuva in Siman Tesvav, L'chayra, the Chalois of Naziris should be called the Issa Koilel, because it includes many other Yisurim also. There's the Issa for him to have a haircut, Issa Tiglachas, there's the Issa for him to become Tomei Lemeis, the Issa Tomei Lemeisim. So why don't we say that it automatically should be Koilel also, the Issa of Shtiyas Yayin, allowing, because of the klal of Issa Koilel, allowing it to be chal on the previous Issa of Shvur Shaloi Eshte Yayin. Explains Avnei Miluim that it seems, La Alocha we Paskin, that the Issa Koilel cannot be used over here, because this is two Shemois Issa, even though the Issa is one Issa of Nozir, but it is actually two different Issurim. There's one Issa over here for him to drink wine, which is already also for him to drink, because of the Issa Shvur, and now we want to use the Koilel, which is adding on also the Issa of Tiglachas and Tumel Lemeisim, that this should be Koilel also, an Issa of Shtiyas Yayin, and explains Avnei Miluim, maybe this is not enough, because this is a Koilel of Shnei Shemois, the Issa of Tiglachas and the Issa of Shtiyas Yayin, is two different Issurim, and therefore they cannot be used with the Klal of the Issa Koilel of Shnei Shemois, and Mela Kunit Avnei Miluim, it seems like Aloch we actually take on, that Issa Koilel Mishnei Shemois cannot be used, like Tosfos says over here in Shittah Reb Yosi, unless we're going to say that over there it's even worse, like we explained earlier by Issa Moisif, they're totally two different Yisurim, the Issa of Tiglachas, the Issa of drinking wine. Masha'inkin over here, we're discussing by us in the Sugya, a Sugya of Aroyis, which are all the same act, the only Shaila is only in the Shemois of Issa, and on this we find the big Machlikas by us in the Sugya. So just to summarize over here what we're discussing, in Issa Moisif we found the big Machlikas, if the din of Issa Moisif can be chal by two Shemois of Issa, we said that Tosfos and Rashi's Rebbe told him this is Pshat in the middle Mishnah of Abal Bas Pitoy, that the Issa of Kalosei can be chal with the din of Issa Moisif from Shnei Shemois. Pashtus the Gemara earlier in Algis and the Gemara seems this way also, that there's Issa Moisif of Shnei Shemois. But Rashi, Baas in the Sugya, would seem like the Eilish Lema points out that there's a din that Issa Moisif has to be Mishem Echod. Issa Koileil, there we said Tosfos says Baas has to be Mishem Echod, because it is more chomo, and therefore, like the Stipe explains, there's no addition on the Ikka Chaticha, therefore we have to have Issa Koilel B'Shem Echot Tosva says this in Shittas Reb Yosi, and we discussed, are there any chukim, are there anyone who argues on Shittas Reb Yosi? The Rishash discussed this in Shittas Reb Yochanan ben Nuri. The Sha'ar Melech says maybe this is a Shittas of Chachomim, and we said that Amni Miluim La'alocha says, from the case of Shvua and Nozi, that the din of Issa Koilel actually has to be Mishem Echod, and it is different than the Issa Moisif, which Pashtas La'alocha Kamichal, even on Shnei Shemois. This is a summary of the Gemara over here, of the dinim of Ein Issa Chalal Issa, of the dinim of Issa Moisif and Issa Koilel found in Yudaled Omid Beis and Tesvav Omid Aleph at the top, in the dinim of Ein Issa Chalal Issa. Now we'll move further on into the next sugya of Chiluk Chatois, different cases where you're going to be Chayiv, different Chatois, even though everything is Behelom Echod, but there's different cases where we can have a Chiluk Chatois discussed now in the Gemara, in the Mishnais, which Rebbe Akiva asked various Shailas from Reb Gamliel and Reb Yeshua, Sheholchu Beitlus Shel Imum, the Gemara says, the Mishnah, Sheholchu Likach Behima, Lemishte Benoi, Sheram Gamliel, like the Tosfos Yerushalmi explains, that the Mishnah points this out to us, Loidia Shvochon, to tell us they're married, they're shvach, that even when they were busy buying behemoths for the chasana, they were still being oisid b'toyra. This is our whole daf gemara over here. The various shailas Rebbe Akiva asked from Beshua and also from Gamliel. The Mishnah starts with a case of Achois Aviv, Achois Ishtoi, and Achoisoi. And the Gemara says, Achois Aviv, Achois Imoi, and Achoisoi. And the Gemara says there's a klal of Gufi Muchlokim. We'll discuss this more in later on in Daf Tezayin, in the Dinim and the Gedorim, what defines the klal of Gufi Muchlokim. In the Breisa, in the Gemara, there's a new Machlokes, which is not mentioned earlier. And the Gemara brings down a Breisa, a Machlokes between Rebbe Elezer and Chachomim, in the case of someone who was born on different Hei Nosh of Nidois Babasachas, Dashuchayev, Al Kol Achas Vachas, which even the Chachomim agree, since it's Gufi Muchlokim. Then there's Machlokes, in a case where it's Guf Echod, says the Gemara, Bo'oleo, V'chozaru Bo'oleo, there's one Isha, there's only one Guf, but there was a few Maisebias, Rebbe Elezer has a Chidush, that Yechayev, Al Kol Achas Vachas, Yechayev on every single beer, and the Chachomim disagree, Eino Yechayev Al Achas, and only Moida in a case where it's Gufi Muchlokim. The Gemara discusses this Machlokes, Rebbe Elezer and Chachomim, and be'emes, we find a further chidush in the Gemara in Yevomus in Lamed Aleph Domed Aleph. The Gemara over there tells us that this chidush of Reb Elezer, who says that Yechayev on every single beer, because Biois Mechalkois, like the Gemara Ba'al says Svaris, because of Itaritin Etupolois, or because Eif Shel Arvon, says the Gemara over there in Yevomus that this din of Reb Elezer is not actually in two separate beers only. Even in a case where we have one Maisa beer, one act, there's still going to be many Chiyuv Chatois, because Reb Elezer says that Yechayev on every single Koyach, and in every single beer there's many Koychos, and every single Koyach, the Koyach, and even in one Maisa beer, Reb Elezer holds, he also is enough to go and be Mechalik, and to say Yechayev, I'll call Koyach, the Koyach, just like Rashi explains over there, just like we find that Reb Elezer holds two beers are enough to be Mechalik, so too, two koiches in every single beer is also enough to be mechalek chatois. From Melas as Reb Elezer, it could be that one person can be over one maise beer and will be chayiv, even though it's only one shgoga, one haloma, but he's going to be chayiv many different chatois for every single koyach is chayiv another chatos. Now, on this shit of Reb Elezer, there's a very famous question asked by the Achrenim of Yisoytis de Geshayil over here. And this question is asked already by the Pnei Yeshua in Ksubis Nun Aleph Amid Beis, so too by the Haflor over there in Ksubis. And they ask that we have to understand how does this fit the klal which we have over there in the Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara over there tells us in Nun Aleph Amid Beis that Eishes Yisrael Shenenso, a wife of Yisrael, the din is that if she's Mezana with someone else, she's Eishes Ish. If she's mezana with someone else, if it's berotzoin from her own free will, then she becomes a soita, then she becomes osa to her husband. Says the Gemara, if she's Eishes Yisrael and she's nenta, it was done by force, then the Gemara says, muteres lebailo. Says the Gemara, chidush, that even in a case where in the end of the beer, it was trilosa ba'oinus, but at the end was already soifa lerotzoin, by the time they had finished, it was already lerotzoin, she already agreed, and it was already from her own free will, says the Gemara, there's still a heter lebailo, she does not become osa to her husband, because we have a svara that yitzra al besha, because if they were in the middle of this maisa bia, then the yitzra, her internal instinct in yitzra, her Yetzer came and Albishar, and this is also included in a Maisa Oynes, because it's not her own fault. This was a Hemshech automatic, that she should automatically turn into someone who is going to be a Sofa L'Rotzoin, because of Yitzhar Albishar. Yitzhar came in the middle, and this gave her the enjoyment, and therefore it's not enough of a reason to say that she should be called someone who was Mezaneh B'Rotzoin to become Asa L'Bailo. This is what the Gemara tells us over there in Ksubas Nun Aleph Amid Beis. Ask the Pnei Yeshua on our floor, if so, how can Ebelezer tell us that Yechayev over here, even on one Maisa beer, there are going to be many different Choyvas Chatois for every single Koyach? L'Choyah, the Gemara tells us that the second we're already entering the Maisa beer, we're already in the middle, the din is that the rest of the beer, there's no Chiyuv, there's no Din Rotzoin, because there's Oynus. This is also included in the category of Oynus, because Yitzhar Albishar, and as we know, the Chiyuv Chatos only comes if it's B'shoigig, if there's any Oynus, there's no Chiyuv Chatos. Mamela, we have to understand, just like the Gemara over there tells us, that the Svoy of Yitzhar Albishar is enough to say that the Isha, Eishes Yisrael, she still remains mutter to her husband. So too over here we should say that the person should not be chayev different chatois for the other koiches because of Yitzhar Albishar. Says the Pnei Yeshua, a very big yisoid in this halacha of Yitzhar Albishar, that this svara is only in a case where the actual maisa beer started be'oynus. As we said, the Gemara over there discusses chilos or be'oynus, at the beginning goes by force. On that we say that even though later on she changed her mind and she started enjoying, and she has a maisa of rotzoin, but we say that this reason is because Yitzhar Albishar, and in Mamela we look at it like a hemshech, a continuation of the previous oynus, and therefore we do not see a Maisa Berotzoin to say she becomes Asa. Masha'in Kain says of Pnei Yeshua, in a case where we have the original Maisa was never started Boinus, like in our case, everything was a Shoigig, then we do not have a Svara alone to say that Yitzhar Albishar should be enough of a Svara to say that this is called a Maisa Oinus. The Minchas Chinuch explains more, the Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Tovkuf Nunvav in Ois Beis. He says that the Kesef Mishnah actually asks in Sanhedrin in the Perek Chof, Halachi Gimel, he says that if we have a Svar of Yitzhar Albishar, so why do we ever have a din of Mezid anywhere in the Torah? A person's over Haveri, but Mezid, he has Halach of Erosha, we give him a Oynush. Why do we not have the same Svar of Yitzhar Albishar? The person can say that he's a Oynush because he has a Yitzhar Horror, and therefore, even though he did be Mezid, the reason why he did so is because his Yitzhar Horror came and convinced him that this is the right thing to do. So therefore, he has a Yitzhar Albishar. Why does this not make him into a Oynus? He had to follow his Yitzhar Horror. It was too strong for him. Says the Kesef Mishnah that the reason is that this is the explanation. Michas Chinuch explains with the Svar of Pnei Yeshua, because only in a case where the actual Maisa started when it was a Oynus, then we can use and apply this klal of Yitzhar Albishar to say that the continuation of the whole Maisa has this din of the Oynus which it started with. But to say that originally the person himself is called Oynus because of the Yitzharah, this is not a Svara at all, like we find the Pasha of Mezid, and so too by us, if everything started with a Shoigig, he's going to be Chayiv, a Chatos on every single Koyach, like we said in Shitta of the Rebbelezer. Now this is Yisoid of the Pnei Yeshua, we find this in many Achronim, Reb Kveig amongst them, who says also in his Shuvah, in Simarish Chof Aleph and Ois Dalet, that the din of Yitzhar Albishar only applies if the beginning of the Maisa was done by Oynus. But Lemaisa the Nogi Behuda in his Tshuva in Tinyona in Eben Ezer in Simen Kuf Nun, he argues, and his Mavu in the Nogi Behuda, he holds that this klal of Yitzhar Albishar we can apply to every single Maisa beer, that we can only be chayiv on the beginning of the beer. And over there the Nogi Behuda discusses cases where for some reason there'll be no chiyuv for the beginning of the beer, says the Nogi Behuda. Once we do not have a chiyuv for the beginning, we have no way to be mechayev then for the end of the beer, because this is all included in the oynus because of the klal of Yitzhar Albishar. Says the Nogi Behuda, this is a klal in every single case of the beer. We can always only reckon with the beginning, because afterwards it's called the oynus, and he disagrees with his svara, like the Amud Eor in Siman Pei Zayin, where he points out that he argues with his svara of Pnei Yeshua and Bekvega, and the Nogi Behuda holds that the klal of Yitzhar Albishar is very strong to say that every single beer we have the klal of oynus. Mamela says the Nogi Behuda, the question comes back, why over here by Reb Elezer do we find that he's chayev on every single koyach? L'chayev we should say that the rest of the beer already was called oynus and not called the shegig, and known enough to be mechayev and mechatos. Says the Nogi Behuda, different yisoid, that this din of Yitzhar Albishar, the Gemara over there in Ksubas, is actually discussing the isha, though the isha is being niveles. She is the one who the Gemara says the svara of Yitzhar Albishar. Mamela says the Nogi Behuda, one can say that this svara only applies to the isha, her rotzin can be called a yitzra albasha, and therefore she's called still someone who did this znus ba'oinus. But the ish, the Gemara says in the sixth period, can yivomis in kishui aloladas, the ish has his own machshavus, and he has his own ritzinus, and says in the Yibida, it could be the Gemara will never use this svara of yitzra albasha to say that this is the reason why the man who's the zocha, who's the boil, he can also say that he's called a yitzra albasha, because he can always have koyach to go overcome his rotzin, even if Yitzhar al-Bashar, and he could have stopped in the Maisa in the middle, and therefore if he continues on, he's not called the Oynes, and therefore Rebbe Lez over here is actually discussing the Chiyuv Chatos mitzad ish, the person who's doing the Maisa Bia, and we don't find anywhere that we have the Svar of Yitzhar al-Bashar only on the Isha, and not on the Ish. This is the Svar of Neid Miyuda to be Mechalek, and he already points out that the Ikas Chiluk we find already in the Marshal, in Yamsha Shloimer, in Yivomers, in Semevov, in Gimel, that he's Mechalek between the Ish and the Isha, but says in Neid Miyuda that the Marshal says the Svar is because the Isha is actually not doing any Maisa. She's always a Karaka Oilom, she's not doing the actual act, and therefore there we can have a Svar of Yitzhar al-Bashar, whereas the Ish is doing the pu'ula, the maisa bia. We do not have the svar of Yitzhar al-Bashar, but the Neid Bida says he would say that the difference between the ish and the isha is in the svar in the yitzhar which they have, and the isha is actually the svar applies of Yitzhar al-Bashar, but Mashenki in the ish can always go and overcome his yitzhar, and therefore wherever he continues on, he's not called the oinus, it's called begeder of a shoigig. This is the svar of the Neid Bida, how is he mechalik to go and answer our Gemara. There's a third teretz said by Rabbi Yitzchok Elchonon in his tshuva in Ein Yitzchok in Kamen in Eben Ezer Siman Ayin. Says the Rabbi Yitzchok Elchonon a new chiddush pshat in the Gemara over there of Yitzhar al-Bashar, that this svar does not apply over here. Says the Rabbi Yitzchok Elchonon, one can say that the svar of Yitzhar al-Bashar does not make her into a total oynes. This is not called that she's an oynes gomu. It is only enough to say that she is not called someone who's niveles beriotzlein. This is not called her own free will, since she has now Yitzhar al-Bashar, she has now Yitzhara, therefore we can say that she's not called a Rotzoin, and she's not called Oynes, she's not a total Oynes Gomu, but it's enough to say that this excludes her from the parasha of Soita, because it is not from her own free will, she has a Yitzhar al-Bashar. But over here, when we're discussing the Chiva of a Korban, Korbono is come on a Shoigig, and therefore over here, this Oynes, even though the Gemara calls it a Loshon of Oynes, but says a Yitzchok Elchonon could be that the Loshon of Oynes means the Oynes, which is Korev L'Shoigig, and therefore this such a Oynes is not Oynes Gomo, and would be enough for him to be Chayev Echatos for her. Also, that there's a Chayev Echiyuv Chatos, because it is still included in a Maisa Shoigig. Mamela says a Yitzchok Elchonon, when we're coming to judge if this is called a Maisa of Rotzoin from free will, or it is called a Maisa Oynes, on that the Gemara says that the Svar of Yitzhar al-Bashar tells us that it is included in Oynes. But if we want to know, is it called a Shoigig, or is it called a Oynes, this is a Svar that this is unknown enough to be called a Shoigig, and it is not defined as a Maisa Oynes, and Mamela there's still going to be a Chivas Korban, and Mamela this is a Svar of the Gemara of the year, according to Rebbe Lezer. The same halach we find in Amudi Oy also in Simon Pei Zayin, so too in Moshe Feinstein, in Egus Moshe, in Yeridea, in Simon Yodalet, in Chile Dalet. He's also Marich, and he, because of this Svara, he disagrees with what the Pischei Tshuva in Yeridea, in Simon Kuf Pei Hei, in Siftes, he brings from the Chasam Sefer in his Tshuva, in Evan Ezer Kuf Nun Hei. And the Pischei Tshuva brings down from the Chasam Sefer that this Svara of Yitzhar al-Bashar also eliminates any Chuyvas Kapora that she has to have min hashamayim. She's called the oynes, and she doesn't even need a kapara min hashamayim, because she says she didn't do any avera, even if she had a yotzin at the end, because of this svar of Yitzhar al-Bashar. Says in Moshe, that l'chayo, we can argue, like we said from Yitzchak Elchonon, this svar of the Gemara is only enough to say that she remains mutter to her husband, because she's not classified as a soiter who's niveles b'yotzin. But if you want to know whether she did a Aveira, of course she has a Aveira, and it could be enough also for Chivas Chatos, and therefore she's definitely needed a Kapora min Hashamayim, and the Svar of the Gemara over there of Yitzhar al-Bashar is only enough to take her out from being called someone who's a Niveles Beriotzerin, and the Svar is only used over there for the Din of Soita, that she remains Mutala Bailo. Mamela, we discussed over here three mahalchim in Achrenim, we said this to Geshaila, in the din of Yitzhak Albusha, which we find over there in Gemara Ksubas, why this doesn't apply over here by Blezer, by the rest of the Maisa Bia. The Pnei Yeshua says that this klal only applies in a case where it started Boinus. We found Chilukim, the Negev Yehuda, the Marshal, there's a difference between the Isha and the Ish, and then Yitzchok El-Chonon, and Amudeoi, and the Moisha, they explain that the Svara of the Gemara over there is only if we want to discuss the Isha Soita, but not over here when we're discussing the Chivas Korban. On this we have a din that the Chivas Korban the Isha has, even in the case of Yitzhar Al-Bisho.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.